We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Yod Aleph of Zion. Says the Mechaber, continuing, Mitam Zeh, Aser Lahasir Hatzirim Shekorim Gonze Shechori Hatevos Im Nevad Hamafteh. You cannot remove the hinge from a barrel in order to open it up if you lost the key to it, because removing that hinge would be a form of stira, since this is a kli gomer. There are some who allow this because they think it is not a complete stira, since you're not actually destroying anything, you're just removing the tzir from the object. Ushviras poschos shel tevos, removing the actual door, yesh matir, v'yesh oser, v'yesh lahatir, al yedei ein yehudi. The Mishnah Berurah explains this yesh matir that the Mechaber is referring to is the day of which the Mishnah Berurah referred to earlier in Sif Aleph, which holds that ein binyan ustira even bekelim gemurim. So therefore, over here, the Mechaber is referencing a shita which he did not hold like in Sif Aleph in order to say that you could rely on this shita in a makom tzorech to allow a non-Jew to remove the poseach, the posachas. Sif Ches, Chosalos shel tamarim ugrogaros. As we referenced this earlier with Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is a concept of a kli, which is made out of tamarim itself, which is in order to hold tamarim, in order to hold figs and dates, in order to allow them to ripen. So that kli, im hakisoi kasher b'chevel, if it is attached with a rope, matir resoser sharshos achevel v'chotei chafil b'sakin, you are able to cut that rope in order to remove the cover. V'afilu gufan shel chosalos, you can even cut into the cover itself. The Mechaber compares this to the shell of a nut. So this kli, which entire purpose is to allow the dates to ripen, it is only there for the dates. And therefore, just like you are allowed to remove a shell of a nut, you can remove and destroy the quote-unquote shell of this date. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the first rule of cutting the sharsharos hachevel of the rope, we already knew that from Siv Zayin. Really, what it's coming to teach us is that even the chosalos itself, even the kli itself, you are allowed to destroy, because these are not kelim gemurim, complete kelim, as they are only there in order to allow the dates to ripen. The Prima Gadim limits this to a case of a kli, which is in order to allow the food to ripen. However, of Moshe Feinstein and the Chalkas Yaakov suggest that we can broaden this heter to any time that the whole purpose of the kli is to protect that which is inside of it, you can then destroy it to get to that which is inside of it. And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein applies this to many cases of cans, like cans of tuna, cans of sardines, where they are only there to protect that which is inside of it. You are able to go ahead and destroy it in order to get that which is inside of it. Sif Tes. You are allowed to cut the strings which are used in order to tie up an animal which you are roasting. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that there's no issue of mechatech over here, because you don't really care where you are going to cut it. And mechatech is only when you are makbir al hamida, when you care where exactly the cut is being made. And there is also no iser of korea, of tearing, as we already saw that if you are tearing something which cannot be put back together, then there is no issue of korea. Korea only exists by something which has the potential to be sewn back together. And therefore, says the Beralacha, it will not even be iser midrabanan. Sefiyot chosamos shebakarka, Kigondelis shalbor shakasher bochevel, coverings which are on the ground, such as the covering of a pit which is tied with a rope. Yachola tiro, you can undo that. Telav kasher shalkayamu shari omei lahatir, as we saw earlier, something which is generally open and closed is not going to be a kasher shalkayama, so you can undo it. But you cannot destroy it completely, because since it is attached to the ground, it has a din of an actual binyan, and therefore cutting, destroying it would be so sir. V'davka kisha asu lekayim amana shalola hasiro b'shabes, avalim enu asu lekayim klal mutter. This is only true if you want it to remain for Shabbos. But if you don't really want that door there at all, you don't mind if it gets destroyed forever, then you are allowed to destroy it. And therefore, they used to cover up the ovens with a certain type of material and ensure that no air got out of it or into it using plaster. You're allowed to destroy that material in order to get to the oven, since it is not lakiyam klal, you don't want it to exist anymore forever, therefore it is okay to destroy that material.